during the administration of President Fujimori in Peru, number of accusations were made about grand corruption. In the Montesinos case, who was his head of security, as I remember it, there was clear demonstration that, in fact, Montesinos had used his authority to plunder large amounts of money in Peru. There had been accusations, allegedly, that President Fujimori did the same. And as of, I think, only a couple of months ago, Mr. Fujimori had been returned from Chile to Peru to stand trial on these corruption charges. Again, I don't mean to prejudge this, but we do know large amounts of money went missing from the Peruvian treasury. The Peruvian government believes that large amounts of money still are outstanding, but they have recovered hundreds of millions of dollars in the Montesinos case because of the active involvement of the international community.
These assets, where were they stored or hidden or stashed?
They're stashed. Again, people always have this image of someone's mattress somewhere, but they're in banks, they're in real estate investments, they're bought in terms of gold. You find them in a dozen different sources. People are resourceful who are thieves, and they find them or try and find the safest place to put these sorts of things. Now, with the standards of know your customer, banks are required on any deposit of over $10,000 to ask questions. So, in fact, money launderers are now very careful to have $9,900. But banks also have the affirmative obligation even there. It's a highly suspicious if you have someone depositing $9,900 every month for 12 months, you perhaps think that there's a problem there. And I'm not talking about presumption of guilt, but it does set off alarm bells. There are institutions now to investigate this. So the international community, working with member states of the United Nations, has really come to the fore in terms of beginning to close the mouse holes through which these very large chunks of cheese are stolen. But we've got a long way to go. And the Stolen Asset Recovery Initiative really answers a number of the questions raised.
Now, some of these assets have already been returned. Do you know what's happened? What's happened to this money?
Again, there had been a great deal of effort in Peru to provide transparency, openness in terms of how that money was actually spent. Again, the Peruvian case is an open one because it's just been recently returned, and the key basically is both for the Peruvian citizens but also the international community. Transparency has to be the litmus test, and we look forward to working with the current Peruvian government to help them if necessary or to applaud them if they are open and transparent and provide everyone clear avenues on how this corrupt money was spent to really help the citizens of Peru.